Amen. How are you, my brothers and sisters? It is a great privilege for me to speak in front of you because it's my first time to speak in this crowd. Normally, I speak only in the special future. But now, God allowed me to preach in front of you, and it's a great privilege for me to be here. I really love that song, "People Need the Lord." Don't you think people need the Lord? Who is the Lord? Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Who created the universe? Jesus created the universe. He is the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. He is our everlasting Father according to Isaiah. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. By the way, I'm not really a preacher. I'm just trying to be a preacher. I'm just an amateur, and what I have here is pure courage. And I have prepared a sermon for you. Whatever I prepared here, maybe the Holy Spirit can tell me something else. I want you to pray for me and let the Holy Spirit, may the Holy Spirit possess my mind, our hearts and mind, to take God seriously in this end day, in this last day. People need the Lord. Jesus is all we need. Let us praise the Lord. Am I the only one who praise the Lord at this very moment? Have you forgotten how God saved you from danger? Have you forgotten how God showed you the miracles in your life? Have you forgotten? Do you know who is God? Do you know who is God? Do you know who is our God? Do you really believe that God created all things? Who is this God? Who is this God? Answer me right now. Who is this God? Jesus Christ is our God. Can I preach like I like it? Oh man, I can preach to you all day long about Jesus Christ. I can feel in my heart the Holy Spirit is moving in me. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost, to preach today. You might stone me after this, but it's okay. I will preach to you whatever the Holy Spirit is telling me to preach to you. I don't fear anyone, because the Lord is with me. I don't have any degree, by the way. I don't have any credentials. In fact, if you have known me before in my high school days, I am a very shy person. I don't even talk to one person or in a group like five people. I will never do it. It's a shame. I'm ashamed, you know. I don't know why. But one day, God showed me this extraordinary experience. Probably you know this experience. If you have seen my videos online in YouTube and Facebook, this experience, by the way, before I experience this experience, I want to tell you that I grew up in a Seventh-day Adventist church. I grew up in Pampanga, it's near Manila. And I grew up that my parents want me to go to church, but I don't really want to go to church because I don't have this personal connection with Jesus Christ. But then, I went to elementary school, Seventh-day Adventist elementary school, and then Seventh-day Adventist Academy, I went there. But I feel this emptiness inside me, like, we believe in God, but I don't really care, because who's this God, you know? And then after I graduated high school, I want freedom. I tried all of these things that our church prohibits me to do. Drinking, smoking, and all kinds of stuff. You can imagine. And I became an alcoholic. Like everyday drinking. Smoking, heavy smoker. Partying. I was introduced with heavy metal music. The things that I play in the church for service to God, I used it. I used my talent to the devil. I can't really believe what I was playing before. I was playing Walk With Me in Hell. Fake Messiah. With the name of the band, Lamb of God. They are really Antichrist. I didn't even realize what I was doing back then. And then thinking today, now, wow, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for cursing you, for doing all of this abomination to you. So I decided to come back to church. One night, I was very drunk. I lay on my bed and I said, Lord, if you really exist, help me, you know? The next day, Stephanie invited me to join or help or play in a crusade, evangelistic crusade. And I didn't expect that the sermon will be directed to me. Shocked. And I didn't know that the message was really to me, like, repent! Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So I tried. I came back to church. But there's still something that I still doubt about God. Like, I'm still not serious on following God. But then when I came in Germany, my plan was to be rich. Who among here? Their plan is to be rich. All of us, yeah? All of us. We want to be rich. We want to earn, save, so that we can retire early, so we can travel around the world. Yes? Oh man, that's amazing. That's really my plan, my top priority. Oh man, Germany is a green field. I came from the third world country, now I'm here. I'm in heaven. Germany! I'm here! Now my dream will come true, you know? But when we change apartment, for 2 weeks we don't have internet. And I'm looking for something to watch, you know. And then I searched for Stephanie's hard drive. I saw there something like a video or something. A trip into the supernatural. What is this video? What is this video? A trip into the supernatural. I'm curious. In the middle of the night, I'm searching for something. And I found this. A trip into the supernatural. With a logo. I want to show you the logo. Martin, is this working now? This one. A trip into the supernatural. What is this? So I watched this 3 hours interview. It's about Roger Morneau. Who among here knows Roger Morneau? Yes, it's very famous, yeah? Seventh Adventist. So, I watched this video. From the first 10 minutes of the video, I was captivated. Man, this guy is telling the truth. This interview was, I think, a few years before he died in 1998. Before he died. Man, this person is telling the truth. He's not telling lies. And then what? He's gonna die anyway. Why is he telling lies? But he's telling the truth. He was involved after World War II. He was in Navy. He was involved in spiritualism. He was invited by his friend Roland to just look, you know, we speak with the spirit of the dead. We want to speak with your dead mother. Okay, come. Okay, until they went deep into this spiritualism, and they were invited by secret society. They were invited by this secret society in Montreal, Canada. It was a mansion. There were there doctors, attorneys, all kinds of people who are on the top of the world, you know? And these spirits are giving these doctors, attorneys, help on how they will solve their everyday livelihoods, you know? And Roger Morneau was captivated. Roger Morneau had help from the spirit to know who's going to win in a horse race. And he got a lot of money. So now he knows that the devil, the Lucifer, Satan, and all the fallen angels really exist. He saw the typewriters typing without no one is typing the typewriters a lot in the room. Because these typewriters, these spirits are helping the attorneys to solve their cases. He saw them typing like crazy in one room, a lot of typewriters, no one is typing there. No one is typing there. And so he got deep into this secret society, and then he has in his heart, because he is a former Catholic, he has in his heart, when I will pay this consequence, you know? When I will pay this consequence of what I am doing about the devil. He knows that there is a God, but he doesn't have a personal relationship with God. He doesn't know who is this God of the Bible. 1 week before his initiation, before he's gonna sign the contract to be an official member of the secret society, he met a Seventh-day Adventist couple in his work. Because he knew from the high priest that the most hated group of the devil are the Seventh-day Adventists, because you know what? We know the state of the dead. We cannot be deceived. We know the biblical Sabbath, the day of the Lord. We know it. We know it. And he knew from this high priest that, you know, the most hated group of Lucifer are the Seventh-day Adventists. And then he found this guy who was a Seventh-day Adventist. What a coincidence, you know? He begged this couple to, can you please give me a Bible study? You know, I really need it urgently tonight. The guy said, oh, I have something to do. I have an important appointment tonight. Okay, then I will not tell you. Okay, then no. But he said, the guy said, are you really serious? It's like life and death. Yes, it's life and death. So come to my house 7 p.m. And then they finished 4 chapters of Bible study. After that, he said, if I'm still alive tomorrow, I really want to know more about this God. Are you crazy? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Who's gonna? It's like something's gonna kill you or something. And then he said, I don't want to tell you right now, but after that, the spirit started to harass him, to knock to his apartment, to do this all kinds of stuff, you know. And then, after 1 week of Bible study, they finished 28 chapters of Bible studies. And Roger Morneau was convinced that this God is powerful than these fallen angels that they are worshiping in that mansion, you know? He was convinced that there is more powerful than these demons that are giving us powers, you know, helping us. And then he said, I reject the offer of Lucifer. The spirit went in his apartment. He's knocking on something. Turn off the light. The spirit turned on the light. the light on his lamp stay in the mid-air. The paper that he's reading stays in the mid-air. And then he said, Roger Morneau said to the spirit, you want to talk to me? He realized that the spirit is bound by the angels of the Lord, do not speak to him directly. If you only allow the Spirit to speak to you, then he can speak to you, but they cannot touch you. They cannot speak to you because God is protecting us. If God is not protecting us, we are dead at this very moment. Do you know? Do you realize that? If God is not intervening in our lives, we are dead. You know what happened to Job's family? When God allowed Satan to do whatever he wants, immediately he killed his family. All whatever he had, he killed. Because that's what he wants. He wants us to die. So, Roger said to the Spirit, I'm rejecting the offer of Lucifer. And then the Spirit says, are you crazy? You don't want wealth, popularity? You don't want this freedom famous in the world? You don't want this? No. How can you compare this? Roger Moore says, how can you compare this? Even if I live 100 years old or 110 years old, how can you compare this to eternity? And I will have all the gold, all the silver that you are offering me. How can you compare this? I am now the winner. And you are the loser, you know? I am the winner. And the Spirit was very angry with Roger. He said, from now on, poverty will come to your life. And the Spirit laughs like the devil, you know? The Spirit laughed like the devil. And he went out. He banged the door open. And the Spirit went out. For 1 month, Roger Moreno was harassed. And he doesn't know why. But he discovered that he had these candles, these books from the devil, these things that belongs to the demon worship group, you know? And he throwed all of this, and then from then on, only sometimes he was harassed. But he's still harassed, you know, during his life. Still harassed. But not anymore like every day, because he throwed all of these things already. So now, after I watched this, after this experience, I said to myself, man, I have to do something. Now that I know that Lucifer or Satan and all of these fallen angels really exist, what should I do now? Should I close my eyes and do nothing? What do you think? Now that you know that the devil is real, after that experience, I searched for more demon worshippers who became Christian. I found from South America, from Africa, Europe, from our country, these people are telling the same thing, but they don't know each other. What does it mean? What it is mean, you know? What is it telling me? 100 or 1000%, they are really real. They are really real. I said, man, I have to do something. Believe it or not, I was like a crazy guy, you know, after that experience. Man, our life in this earth can end at any time. And if I don't take this great opportunity that God has given me, that God has shown me, to prove to you that Lucifer and his angels really exist. If supernatural things really exist, don't you think God really exists? God, who created the universe, who became flesh and dwelt in this world, the one who created the universe, gave his life on the cross for us. Gave his life on the cross for us. For what? He could have made you human. You know? Why? Why did God, who created the universe, chosen to die for us? Man, I was really like, crazy man, I don't know what to do, you know? I don't know what to do, but I need to do something. And you know, have you read the scripture reading? Please open your Bible in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Let's read what the Lord Jesus said. The last book of the Bible, Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, "I know your works," says the Lord, "that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm, you are in the middle, what I'm going to do to you, I will vomit you out of my mouth. It's whether you are 100% serving me or don't serve me at all." The most dangerous status of a Christian is being a lukewarm. Why? What doesn't make sense to go and worship God in this place if you are not serving God in your heart 100%? Doesn't make any sense. You're gonna die. You're gonna go to hell anyway. Why don't you serve God 100%? Don't you understand this text? If you are lukewarm, if I am lukewarm, I will never enter the kingdom of God. I can compare my experience to a man who is digging every day for nuggets of gold, for small gold, every day digging. Tiring, digging, every day. And then one day I found this place full of gold that I don't have to dig anymore. Man, so much gold that the streets are gold. You know what I mean? The streets are gold. Man, I'm going to ask you a question. Should I go back to that old place or I stay in this golden place? Tell me. Go to the old place. Okay. Am I crazy too? I think I'm crazy if I go back to the old place. Yeah? What do you think? Man, some of us wants to stay in the old place. Just like the Israelites, they want to stay in the wilderness. They want to die in the wilderness. They're gonna die anyway. Why they don't pass the Jordan? Why they don't face the enemy? Don't you think heaven? Oh man. God needs special forces. God needs soldiers. Do you know why soldiers? Wait. I'm gonna show you this one. So this is the interview of Roger Mono with Doug Batchelor. And Doug Batchelor really experienced his testimony. I want you to show this one. When you see the sky in the night, at night, you see some part, they don't have some part of the sky, you don't see stars anymore, yeah? With our naked eye. Or maybe if you have telescope, you can see more. But, you know this thing? Hubble telescope, the telescope who is, it's in the outer space. From 2002, if I'm right, from 2002 to 2012, the NASA focused on this small, that part of the universe. They focus on this constellation, Fornax, for 10 years of capturing this same thing, same place. They found out this amazing picture. They thought there's no more star. They think, you know, what is in this dark part of the universe? And they saw this, you know. More galaxies, you know? More galaxies! Man, is this really real? Jesus created all of this. And Jesus is our God that we serve. And you know, you see that spiral? That's a lot of galaxies. In this small dot of black space in the sky, they found 10,000 galaxies. And one galaxy, how many billions of stars in one galaxy? Man, do you really realize how powerful is our God? Can you really imagine, you know, how powerful is our God? It's either we are foolish, it's either we are lazy, it's either we are busy, it's either we are coward. I'm going to show you an example of a foolish man. Jesus said, if you don't follow what I say, if you hear the word and you don't follow my word, you're like a man. You're like a man who built his house on the sand. You're like foolish. You're foolish. I'm going to give you an example of lazy. Jesus said, you're like a man who I have given a gold. And I'm expecting you to invest this gold. And when I come back, you know, I want an interest. I want this gold to double. But what did you do? You hid it on the ground. And then you present me the same gold that I have given you. You lazy. Jesus said in this text, He said, you wicked and lazy servant. Man, this is harsh. You wicked and lazy servant, from the mouth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to show you an example of a busy person. If you're like the man who always make excuses. There was a man who had a big dinner. And he invited a lot of people. But the people that he invited, they start to make excuses. No, I just bought a field, you know. I want to see the field, so I can't come. I cannot come to your dinner party. Some said, I just bought an ox. I would try it, you know. I cannot come. And then, some said, I just got married, you know. I cannot come, man. And then, the man was very angry. You know, the master was very angry. What? They didn't come. Man, I have prepared this dinner for all of them. And they didn't come. They didn't come. Why? He told his servant, go to on the street. Invite whoever is there. Invite all of them. Go to the highway. Invite all of the people that you see. And notice, to all the people that I have invited first, they will not taste the dinner that I have prepared for them. No one will taste the dinner that I have prepared for them. Do you understand? What is this? Do you understand what Jesus is trying us to understand? If you want to stand for Jesus, don't make any excuses. You know, let me ask you a question. Did God give everything for us? He left His throne. He left everything. He gave His life for us. Don't you think we have to give everything to Jesus? How many percent should we give Jesus Christ? How many percent? 50? 50 and then 50% for the world. Because I have to keep something for me, you know. 50%, 50-50, you know. And then everything is gonna be alright. Man, that's gonna be amazing. 50-50, you know. Everything's happy. Everyone is happy. 50-50. But is that what God wants us to do? God wants us to serve Him 50%? Are you crazy? God, Jesus Christ, gave His 100% to us. And you are now saying you give 50%. Are you crazy? Man, we have to give 110%. What does it mean? Should we stop our work? Should we stop studying? Is it what it means? Man, you are studying, but don't forget your priority. You're working, but don't forget what is your top priority. What is our top priority? To what? To serve the Lord. I thought to go to heaven. To serve the Lord. Why? Why? Yes. He gave everything for us. Don't you see this? Don't you want to explore the universe? Man, I will show you this one. You see, this is the whole history of the earth from Adam until this day. Can you see your age there? Can you see? If you are 70 years old, 80 years, can you see? It's very, 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 it's like a dust. You put it on a bucket. Dust, yeah? Put it in a bucket. And filled this with sand. Man, can you can even see the dust? For all of the people who died for Satan and for Jesus Christ. So what will you do now? Man, you're not gonna live forever. Of course, later you can if you believe in Jesus Christ. But in this mortal life, can't you get it? You know, David is here, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, you know, John Huss, who was burned alive, William Tyndale. Burn alive. John the Baptist lost his head for preaching what is morally right. Martin Luther faced the emperor and said, I will not recant what I have said. The papacy is doing wrong. He said like, I'm paraphrasing. He said like, even you kill me, I will not recant what I said. Even you kill me. So help me God, he said. If you really get what Jesus Christ or what the Bible is telling us, you know, trying to show us, man, you will serve the Lord 100%. I'm telling you. Can you see this small red dot here? That's Earth history from Adam till now. This is just a tiny dot compared to eternity. You see, eternity is endless. And why are we trying and getting crazy of this life? This rubbish. This garbage life. You know what? Why are we getting crazy of this, you know? Pleasures, you know? Don't we see what is ahead of us? Don't we see what God has promised us? You know? Endless life. You can learn all of the things that you want to learn if you are a scientist, you know? If you want to learn all of these things, you have eternity to learn everything. Who among here have friends, you know, in our the same age that you are now, who among here have a friend or relatives who died in our own age, you know, a classmate or something? Who among here, raise your hand. Who died the same age as we are. Man, I have a friend who died in an accident. childhood friends. I have a friend who died in a cancer. And when I hear a news that some of my relatives have died, and I always pray, you know. I'm thanking God I'm still alive. God is still extending my life. For what? To do whatever I want? Or God is expecting us to fulfill this mission that He entrusted us. Do we have a mission? Do we have a mission? What is our mission? Hey, preach the gospel. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't you think preaching the gospel is a command? It's a command from Jesus Christ, I'm telling you. Whenever I travel a plane, you see the earth from above. You see people, you know, become like ants, and the buildings become like tiny little toys. You see them like, man. Oh man. If this little ant or this little person is gonna die now, the rest of the world will not even know that this person died, you know? This guy is nothing. End of his life here on earth. Don't you want to serve God and make sure that you are insured with eternal life? Don't you want to give everything to God, even to the point of death? Why are we afraid to die? Even myself, I'm asking myself, why am I afraid to die if I'm going to die anyway? Or maybe some of us will see Jesus Christ in the clouds. We will not die. But who knows? Who knows who's going to see Jesus Christ in the sky? Who knows? We don't know. Now, right now, can happen anything. Accident, sickness. Don't you think it's safe, or it's just the right thing to do to serve God 100% and give everything to Him? Right now. He said, if you don't do it, you are foolish. It's either you are foolish, lazy, busy, or a coward. Why coward? Why coward? I'll tell you why. Revelation 21, verse 8. Jesus said, but the cowardly, afraid to stand for the truth, afraid to stand for Jesus Christ. They will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. I'm asking myself, you should not be afraid of the first death. You should be afraid for the second death, you know? We will not only miss eternity with God and all of the things that He prepared for all of us. We will not only miss that, but we will also suffer in the burning sulfur and brimstone, you know? Don't you realize that? If we are lukewarm, man, if we are lukewarm, we should start today, right now. Try everything that you have. Everything that you have, the time that you have, the money that you have, the talent that you have. Why don't you give everything to Jesus Christ in His service? Don't you think it's the right thing to do? It's the best thing to do, you know? The best, the safest place on earth is in the will of God. In the service of God, whatever happens, you are secured for eternity. You know, whatever, you know, Alka can never secure your eternity, you know? Or this social security thing, they will just take your money, and then you die. Then finish. They can't secure your eternity. Only Jesus Christ, who is our God, the Creator of the universe, can secure your eternal life. Only Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, you know, when Jesus Christ welcomes us in heaven, He will say, "Sister Stella, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you made it." And then you praise God. Praise be to the God of the universe who died for us and gave me the chance to be here. Sister Stella, I'm glad. Do you want to walk on the golden street? Let me show you the tree of life. I want you to taste the tree of life. From the tree of life, take it and you will never die again. You will never die. Death does not exist in heaven. What we will experience is, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, or even entered into the thoughts of anyone, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. If you love Jesus Christ, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's simple. Very simple. If you love me, keep my commandments. You see, here are the patience of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. And then he said, Sister Stella, I have prepared all of this just for you and your brothers and sisters. Man, I think I'm gonna have a heart attack if I see the New Jerusalem coming, you know? Man, why am I not there? Oh man, it's a great disappointment. And I pray today that the message of God will enter into our heart and cut our heart in two. The Word of God is a double-edged sword. You know? I hope and pray that the message of God for today entered into our hearts. And just think, you know, that think what God is trying to tell us. This is my prayer.